It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to our dear friend Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check him out, aturo.com. Bruce, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I'm swinging my torpedo bat right now, getting ready to hit one out for you.
Why aren't more people using it? If it's working as well as it has, although someone told me that the reason Stanton has all these elbow problems is because he is using that bat. But use it, he does.
Yeah, you know, redistributing the weight on a bat and the length of the bat, those are interesting things. And again, everybody who's using it right now said, well, you know, it's the barrel of the bat is now more in the middle. The thicker part of the bat is in the middle. I feel the weight distribution in my hands closer to where my power has to be. You know, again, it's a copycat league, and I'm sure you're going to see more people using this. We found out that Bellinger tried this last year with the Cubs, didn't use it during a game, but was experimenting with it in spring training. So you'll see more people using it, that's for sure.
Bruce,
they keep hitting home runs.
What are we to make of the Cubs' bullpen collapse on Sunday? How concerned should we be? And what did you make of Craig Counsell's explanation that Julian Merriweather wasn't available because he warmed up too much?
Well, you know, that's on the manager. That's on the pitching people. You know, that he warmed up twice the day before, and he didn't feel good yesterday. Okay, so when he got up, that's the way it goes. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's had some injury issues to begin with, you know, over the last year and a half. I would just tell you this, that I don't think Craig Counsell is any dumber from Saturday into Sunday. He was just with a limited bullpen. The guys didn't get it done. He did not have those other pitchers available. He could have brought in Ray earlier. I think, you know, I think we've talked about before, you know, Ray is the Swiss Army knife for that bullpen right now. He can pitch in the bullpen in any area, and he can also start. So that was the impetus to go out and get him, a guy that council knew, and this was something that they wanted him to, you know, he wanted the front office to make sure that they went out and got a guy like this. And, you know, if he's at fault, he didn't use him in the right place. But I don't think he was thinking at the time that the bullpen guys that he brought in were going to be totally inept.
Yeah, I mean, it was frustrating to watch because we've seen this show before. And then the worst part of it was leaving the guy in. I mean, not having anyone. And, I mean, it was like hit. It was crazy to leave him in at that point. But this is the way things are going. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just frustrating.
Right. And if you look at the bullpen, the walks were really bad, too. I mean, you know, you had after Boyd, who pitched really well, you know, he pitched his five innings, and then you have to make up that next four with your bullpen. But, you know, they walked six guys, and most of them scored. So from that perspective, it's just a bad day. And it was a horrible look for him because of the fact that they came back and they took what looked like a comfortable lead, four-run lead,
yeah,
going into the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, so it's a 10 runs allowed by the bullpen.
Yeah,
not
a good start for the Cubs.
I think Council is wearing this, but, you know, a four-game series to begin the season, your bullpen got away from you. That's the only way you can look at it.
That's the way that you should look at it, and you have to if you're a Cub fan, if you're management as well. So, Bruce, let's look at the White Sox, because their starting pitching was outstanding, and their starting pitchers have yet to give up an earned run. How would you describe their weekend series? Because 1-2 start, but you feel like, wow, that's a different team. And they look like a more complete team, whoever they are.
Well, they made their first error as well. And I think the one thing that stood out most of this short series, and it's only three games, is the reality that their defense seems to be better, okay? It was one of the most horrendous defenses that the White Sox have ever had last year to go along with no offense. The offense is still questionable here as we go into the fourth game today with Minnesota coming to town. But, you know, it was a brand of baseball. And, Mike, you're the resident White Sox fan right now.
Thank you, Bob.
It was a brand that you could watch, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said to David, I really, my takeaway, I know they lost 2 one-run losses, including a game in which they couldn't score. And I want, what's his name? Who's the, Kyle Teal? No.
Kyle Teal.
I want him up here now.
Sooner rather than later.
If he's going to get hits and hit home runs, he needs to do it here. But I just can't get past the fact that the manager seems so much better. Like, it makes you wonder, how did they stay with Pedro as long as they did? Because they got better with a guy that was kind of a novice, and now you got a guy that is kind of, you can tell he's going to be a good manager.
There is a demeanor difference. You know, again, Pedro spent a lot of his time, and again, they were brought in under different circumstances. Mm-hmm. Remember, Pedro was brought in to a team that had won a division and then played 500 ball the next year. And the consensus was you still had a veteran team and you had good young players that was going to contend to win the championship. It didn't. It failed. The veterans bailed on you. Not only did they bail on you, but they became clubhouse cancers in a lot of cases, and you had to get rid of them. Remember the, you know, at the trading deadline, 5 pitchers dealt away. So from that perspective, he was on the defensive all of the time, right? This guy comes in, he's got a clear idea of what his job is, who his coaches are, what the job is moving forward, and I think it's different. Plus, this guy, you know, is more in tune with what baseball is right now, okay? He's in tune with the metrics department, he's in tune with the younger players. You know, Pedro was a good baseball man, but not suited for the job the way it was when they started the rebuild.
I also think, Bruce, this is something to keep an eye on. I'm curious to talk to Sox players about this. It seems as if the respect level is more immediate or easier to come by because he's an ex-player. Yes, he's youthful. Yes, he can relate to them. But I also think that his ability to liken their experiences to what he went through and them knowing that helps them have that instant respect, and it's that credibility maybe is missing when you don't have a manager who played at the major league level the way that Will Venable did.
You know, I mean, I think there's something to be said for that, but keep in mind all these guys are also going to be in line because a lot of them for the first time are trying to get jobs. The guys that Pedro had, many of them were just looking to get out because they knew they were going to lose and they wanted to go somewhere else, okay? They were bailing on you. So I'm not making any excuses for Pedro. I'm just saying this group, they're all trying to prove that they're major leaguers. The guys that are there, they're trying to prove every day they deserve to be in the lineup. Not necessarily the case when Pedro took over the White Sox.
You know, they got to get more runs. I mean, I think it's as simple as that. They just need to be able to score more in order to win consistently. And I'm not kidding. Whenever I see someone do anything in the minor leagues, I'm just like, bring them up. Let's go. Let's see it.
Yeah, Vaughn's going to have to hit.
Yeah,
okay. I mean,
he's not
right
gonna.
Now he isn't. And yeah. That was a big part of their offense last year. Not that you're going to put it all on Vaughn, but he didn't hit the first half. He did really well the last couple months of the year. But, you know, this is a guy that was picked number three, you know, overall. He was expected to be a star player. He hasn't been that yet. He's a decent Major League Baseball player, but not the star that they thought he would be at the position. So this is a big year for him to prove, you know, that he is moving up the ladder and being one of the top players in the league.
Back to the Cubs for a moment. Thought Shota and Matthew Boyd were good and gave the Cubs that stability from the starting rotation that they maybe didn't have when Tyone wasn't good. And Justin Steele was you know, probably a guy that looked like he was a little bit rusty. What do you expect from Ben Brown tonight? And what is it about this rotation that you feel either good or bad about?
Well, I really like the idea of Brown, and so do they. You know, here you have a power arm that's different from the other guys. Each pitcher is different, but this guy can throw 96, 97 miles an hour, so hit the top of the zone. He's been working really hard. You know, he's got the knuckle curve, which is a really good pitch, but he's been working exceedingly hard this spring on a third pitch. He's trying to develop, you know, a better changeup to use, just a different pitch to change the eye level of the hitters. So he's a really important part, I think, of the rotation for the Cubs because you want to have that guy that throws 96 to 98. You want to have that young pitcher in the lineup in that rotation that's different from the other guys who average 92, 93. And, you know, hitters get really comfortable during a three- or four-game series, as we saw. You were looking at the best offense in baseball on the other side of the field with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So you knew you were in for a challenge here. I think, you know, three out of four would have been fantastic. Actually, 500 is not horrible to start the season if you didn't have those first two games to look at from the Dodgers to begin the year in Japan. So not a bad start. Certainly the bullpen has to, you know, come back tonight and be ready to go. I think the guys that weren't available to pitch will be ready tonight.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I hope so, because I think that they kind of, they need to win this series in Sacramento, and I don't know that the A's haven't improved enough. I mean, Ben Brown against Joey Estes tonight at 9 o'clock, 8:30 pregame here on The Score. I don't know. I would love to say, yeah, it's the A's and this should be, you should get this done, but it's just a weird kind of meltdown with the bullpen that makes you hesitate.
It was. I mean, again, you think by watching that eighth inning that you're watching the fourth or fifth inning in spring training still, right? Because the guys just didn't look ready. You know, the guys that came in, they were just giving up bombs. And again, Council was sitting there knowing that he had no options other than bring in Ray earlier. And it was just, it was a hard takeaway from what looked like a really good series for the Cubs.
Bruce, you were there yesterday, I believe, at the rate. Can you just describe how quickly the weather came? And then what would you say about the way the grounds crew handled their challenge?
It wasn't easy for them. 3 hours worth.
Tough job.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Roger is the best of the best in the world. So, you know, you never second-guess Roger Boss.
Feel bad for him.
Yeah, I do too. But the reality of, sitting around for 3 hours, it was really tough for everybody. The White Sox team, a much more watchable team.
Right.
I'm not trying to sell anything on anybody because people are going to come out just to watch good White Sox baseball. And I think defensively and from pitching perspective, people should be happy with the first three games.
Yeah, I agree with you. And they've got a couple of matinees this week, which is huge. It's great. I mean, I can't go today.
For us.
Wednesday, I think we should all go. We should go as a crew.
You know, let me know. I'm buying the milkshakes. You know, I'll be ready for you guys.
Bruce, that's quite an investment. Yeah. Those cake shakes aren't
now
cheap.
Now we're definitely
They're going. Worth it, but they're not cheap.
Not at all.
Can I expense them? Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Never
mind. Mitch loves that.
Thanks, Bruce.
See you,
guys,
buddy.
Guys, have a great day. Stuff. See you at the ballpark.
Yes, right. I hope so. Thank you, pal. That
Wednesday?
Is our guy, Bruce. What do you think? It's a
You got us in for Wednesday? It's 1:10, Sean Burke and Pablo Lopez.
Yeah. We got Sean Burke on the bump.
I think ahead what's going
He's
on Wednesday.
Ace. You know, let's stare. We got the Bulls on Tuesday night, right?
Well, we're going to Bulls on Tuesday night again.
So
yes.
Then we go from here right out to
happening to you?
I'm
trying to go to all these events
suddenly.
I'm a
sports fan.
Yeah, all right.
And
well,
then Friday we got the home opener.
Yes, we do, out at Wrigley Field.
So I feel there's a lot. That's the fourth of the openers.
Quite a week. It's a fourth opener for the Cubs.
Third opener tonight.
Fourth on the fourth. Yeah. Big day for you.
Fourth on the fourth. And it's my son's birthday.
I know.
He's turning 21. My wife is like, we should go to the U of I. We'll drive down there. We could take him out.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love that.
He's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He can't wait to the pub with his mates, you know. 21.
His first beer,
for God's sake, finally. 312-644-6767, Mully and Haw on The Score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.